I will be very brief. But all the things that we had made mention of, all the prayer requests, and you know, thinking about Brother Danny and Carson, the ones that I knew of right off the bat, and how sick both of them really are. I mean, Carson's been for a week. Brother Danny was problems where he was septic and talking out of his right mind. So he was, I mean, they weren't good. They're neither one of them are feeling well. And I started thinking about how sick they are and how bad it must be. And the thing that I remembered sitting over there tonight is that the Lord doesn't put anything on us that is greater than what we can handle. He's never put us in a situation that is more than what we can bear. And he said, I've been in those spots. I've been in the spots that are more than what I can make it through. We might not be able to make it through on our own, but we know we have a Lord there that is with us that can deliver us through it.
Amen.
And there's a point in time when you get in your feeling where I can't make it. And a lot of times I forget to turn around and look to the Lord because I know He can handle it. He can take care of it. You go back there and you think about Caleb back there in Numbers 13. You think about Caleb. They had just come through the spying out the land for 40 days. And everybody sees it and they say it's exactly what God said. No questions. God had declared what it was. It was what they said. And they come back. They said, but there's a problem. There's a problem because there's big people. There's big cities with great walls. We can't do it. They were right. They couldn't do it on their own. But the Lord didn't say, you go in there and you figure out your own way, your own battle. Go in there and fight it yourself. Because if it would have been them alone against them, we know what happens. When God removed Himself from the battle, they lost.
Amen.
But when they go in there, He wasn't telling them to go in there on your own. He was telling them, there's your battle. You go fight it. Put forth everything you've got of your own, He said, and then I'll be right there with you. You know, a lot of times I feel like the Lord doesn't just pick up my slack. He's the one that's in front of me, on the side of me, and He's making sure that He fills in all my deficiencies to be able to get through it. Caleb was there and he stood there and he said, let's go in. We have to have that mentality when we feel like we've got everything coming down on us. The world gets tougher and harder. The devil feels like it's winning more and more throughout this land, throughout this country, with the things that our kids have to face now compared to what we did when we were younger. You know, I was just talking to a member of Liberty. He had fallen and hurt his back, couldn't go to church. We were visiting him. He talked about when they were 15, a bunch of these boys went kayaking down, I forget what river they're over there by. They went down kayaking down the river. They were all 15 and they were gone for a couple days. Not a worry about. We wouldn't do that nowadays. We wouldn't do that at all. We're afraid just to see. I mean, you have to have, you know, find my location on when Jesse's phone's not working. I'm like, where are you at? Why can't I see where you're at? I mean, that's how it is. We worry about it. But we also have to make sure that we don't worry so much that we forget that the Lord's still in control.
Amen.
That the Lord is still there. I might not know where He is, but the Lord does. I might not know how to get Carson feeling better because he's too stubborn and won't stop and slow down. But the Lord knows how to do it. The Lord is what we need to look to. When we feel like the pressure is way too much, and we feel like it's too great, we need to stop and remember the Lord didn't put anything on us that we can't, that is more than what we can handle. He told us over there, when we're talking about that, if I can find it, 1 Corinthians 10:13. There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will with temptation also make a way to escape that you may be able to bear it.
Amen.
We need to make sure we don't ever forget that. In the trials and tribulations of our life, when things don't seem like they're going very well, and we feel like we're the only ones that's been in that spot, and we can't imagine that there's a way out of it, we need to stop and say, I know that there's nothing that is more than I can handle that the Lord can't get me out of. He said that there's a make a way to escape it. You might not be able to see a way to get out of the situation you're in, but I assure you, the Lord sees everything. The Lord sees every way, and He can open up any avenue and can make it so we can go through. Those walls might have been great over there in Numbers 13. Those walled cities might have been big, but they weren't greater than God. And when He promised that land to them, He didn't promise the land to them and say, I'm going to make it so you can have it free and clear. There's going to be no obstacles, no problems. The Lord delivered on His promise. He gave them, He said, I'm going to give you this land. This is what it's going to be, flowing with milk and honey. When they got there, it wasn't exactly the way they envisioned it. And so they thought, well, maybe we should doubt it. He had just parted the Red Sea. They'd seen a miracle time after time. Fed from the skies, water from rocks. And when they got there and it got a little bit tough, they thought, we can't do that. That's bigger than what we can do. You remember, there is nothing that we face that is greater than God. There is nothing that He will put on us that we can't handle with God's help. We can make it through all the battles that we have. It might not always feel like it, and it might not always seem like it. No matter how tough it gets, we need to stop and look to the Lord. He tells Paul over there in 2 Corinthians when Paul's asking for the thorn of the flesh to be removed. He said, my grace is sufficient for thee. All that we do, His grace is sufficient.
Amen. Amen.
That is all we need to do to be able to face this world is His grace is sufficient, and there's nothing greater than Him that He's going to put on us. He'll find a way for us. We might not see it. We might not think that's the right way or the right avenue to go. We have to trust in the Lord. When we pray for rain, we should be bringing umbrellas. We should make sure. I remember the first prayer meeting I ever had for a meeting for prayer for rain. It was right here. And when we walked up, there was umbrellas all over the back porch. They were lined up. And I was like, why is there umbrellas? This is how much I understood about anything. Why is there umbrellas? It hadn't rained in weeks. Well, because we were coming to pray for rain. We were coming to pray for rain and had that much faith that the Lord would deliver the rain. That's how we have to be in our walk. And when you pray for the rain, you carry the umbrella with you because you know the Lord can give it to you right then. When you pray for a way out of something and you're in a situation, you pray that the Lord would bless you to get out of it. And when He gives you the avenue to get out of it, and it doesn't seem like it's the way that you really wanted it to go, don't rely and say, well, I wanted it to go a little bit better. Thank the Lord that He gave you the way to go and take it. And be like Caleb and say, let's go. Let's go down that way that He's opened up for us. Our Lord will give us a way out. He'll bless us with the strength that we need when we need it. He'll give us the rain when it's in due season. But what we have to do is to remember to be faithful to Him, to pray to Him, to rely on Him, to look to Him in all that we do, and to remember just to be thankful for everything that we have. No matter how bad it gets, no matter how hard life gets, no matter how dry it gets out there, we need to be remembering that the Lord is still here and still providing. Because if you have anything good about it, about your life, you know that the Lord has given it to you. So we need to be thankful each and every day. May the Lord bless you.